According to our next guest on The World, Jordan is draping itself with its flag. It's a patriotic moment there. Today, thousands rallied in the capital, Amman, to condemn the killing of Lieutenant Muaz al-Kasasbi. He's a Jordanian pilot captured by ISIS and later shown in a video as he was apparently burned alive. Jordan has vowed to avenge his killing, and they meant it. In recent days, the kingdom's warplanes have stepped up their bombing raids on ISIS targets in a big way. For some perspective on this, I checked in earlier today with Daoud Kutab, founder of Radio Al-Balad in Amman. Great to have you on The World again, Daoud. What have you been hearing from people who attended the rally today?
Well, I think people have been very kind of unified in their wrapping themselves around the flag of Jordan, standing behind the king, what the government and army are doing. They also used the opportunity to express their real anger at the crime that took place against the Jordanian pilot. So it was a mixture of grief, a protest to the crime, as well as a kind of a public statement of support to the king and the army for whatever they plan to do in revenge in their eyes to what happened to their pilot.
Yeah, that anger is pretty forceful. How have you been covering that side of the story, the reaction to the killing of Lieutenant al-Kasasbi on your show?
Well, we've done a number of things. We have interviewed members of parliament who used to be against the war and who are now saying, you know, we used to be against the war, but now we are in favor of the campaign. We've interviewed relatives, obviously, of Kasasbi. We've interviewed people from different sectors of society, whether it was the lawyers union who held a protest for 1 hour. They stopped going to the courts and made a kind of a public protest. We had different events of religious nature. There was a kind of a prayer, what's called prayer in absence, for the soul of Kasasbi. There was also churches rang the bells at 12 yesterday. So there was a lot of responses from different sectors of society.
Now, when the U.S. airstrikes on ISIS began last year, and Jordan was part of that coalition, some critics argued that Jordan was fighting a U.S. war, working side by side with the U.S. and killing fellow Muslims. Are those voices still around?
There are some voices that are still around, but they're mostly hushed. I mean, as I told you, the most interesting situation has been people who were publicly against the war and saying this was not our war are saying now that we've seen what they've done to our pilot in an inhuman way, we are in favor of the campaign. So, yes, there are some people who are still against it, and the Islamic Brotherhood in Jordan is kind of neutral about the war. They're not supporting it, but they're not opposing it. You know, there's kind of religious differences. Do they consider Kasasbi a martyr or not, or whatever? But for the most part, I think the overwhelming public sentiment is in favor of the campaign.
Yeah, right. Well, you, as you said earlier, kind of the country draping itself in the flag. Television news in the U.S. is showing the same clips of Jordanian pilots writing messages for ISIS on their bombs. Lots of footage of fighter jets taking off. Of course, we've seen King Abdullah in his battle fatigues and ready to make his own sortie. Do you think the response from Jordan is kind of turning into a propaganda show? And if so, when does revenge start to fade away?
There are people who are worried, and I'm one of them, that there is a bit too much militarization of what is happening, and there is a bit exaggeration of the emotional aspect of this. I do hope that once the anger subsides, that people will, you know, will use their head rather than their heart. But right now, people are angry, and they need to kind of find a way to relieve their anger. You know, when you have a pilot who has been detained for about a month and a half or something like that, and every day his story is being told, his family's pictures are all over the press, his Facebook pictures, his life story has been told over and over again, and then there was this potential of a kind of exchange of prisoners and people's hopes went up, and then all of a sudden they see him being brutally burnt alive. You know, it's a unusual kind of anger that is much more than if he had just fallen in a kind of an operation and died. So the anger is quite painful, quite deep. And yes, you are right that there has to be a little bit distancing after a few days of where we're going and what is the exit strategy if this is going to be a long-term war.
That was Daoud Kutab, founder of Radio Al-Balad in Amman, Jordan. The long-term war he just mentioned also includes this challenge: how to stop extremists from recruiting young Americans and Europeans.